Now time for locker room chat here with Axel head coach Eric Detweiler. First of all, congratulations on the win against CPLS. And coming off that win, your overall thoughts on the contest?
Well, you know, I thought we'd come out of the game pretty flat in the first half. And Kara Fairvale did a great job of, spreading us out and taking it to us. And I thought our guys, didn't play as hard as they could have. And didn't play with the excitement and enthusiasm that it takes to win a football game. And we were losing at halftime, and I thought the way we were playing, it was, it showed. So, we kind of made some adjustments at halftime, and I felt like kind of helped the kids get back on track, and the second half was much better for us.
And it certainly was. I mean, it took you guys all but one half to get warmed up, and you guys then kind of just took off from there. And talking about your son, Isaac, he was just phenomenal in terms of getting the team to a next level this last week. 8 total touchdowns, 4 on the ground, 4 over the air. Overall thoughts on him?
Yeah, he played well, that's for sure. He missed, I think he's 12 of 18. He missed a few throws that I thought, he had a shot at, and he knows he missed those. But in the second half, we were kind of looking for someone to kind of get us going, and we just kind of put the ball in his hands and put the weight of the team on his shoulders at times and let the other guys do blocking. They did an incredible job the second half, where the first half I thought they didn't do near such as good a job. And Isaac's playing well and commands the offense and knows what he's doing so well, and that helps as well.
And last week, gave up 276 total yards on offense, 4 yards per play. I'm assuming not quite the standard that you set for your team.
Yeah, that's for sure. I think I told the guys after the game that I think that's the most points we might have given up in 2 years. I don't know if I've even looked that up, but I know last year we never give that up, and I'm not 100% sure the year before, but I'm pretty sure it's probably the case. So, we didn't play near as well and aggressive defensively as we needed to be, and I think maybe just an attitude adjustment and effort adjustment would have solved that problem, and we did much better in the second half.
Yeah, and in terms of just adjustments in practice this week, what are some of the biggest things that you're really trying to key in on?
Well, just doing the little things. In Friday night's game, we weren't getting our blocks like we were. And a lot of times, I think it was just effort. So that's one thing that we're working on is effort, attitude, want to, being hungry, that kind of things. And coming to practice with motivation to get better every day. If not, who knows who's going to slip up and get us. And with having that number one target on your back, everybody's out to get you, and you're going to get their best game.
Yeah, certainly. We'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll have more with Coach Detweiler after the break. Back here on Locker Room Chat with Axel head football coach Eric Detweiler ahead of their Week 2 game, a home matchup against Hartford. Coach, what do you know about this team?
Well, they come off a loss last week, and they only got 12 or 13 guys on their team. They got a new coach coming in this year. But they still seem to be fundamentally sound. They're not the biggest team that we're going to see. They got some, smaller kids than what we have on the field. But they play with their hearts out. They play really well. And even though they lost last week, they're still, a fairly good team yet.
Yeah, now a year ago, this same Hartford team put up 100 points in their Week 1 effort. So hard to think that they only were able to put up 6 last week. But in terms of this week coming up, what are some things in that offense that you think could possibly come out this week?
Offensively for them, they kind of spread the ball out. They kind of do some things with their line that's a little bit different. They kind of pull some guards away from the play. But at the same time, they're still going to try to power it down your throat. So we just kind of got to be, motivated to stop everything that they throw at us. Like I said, they got a new coach where I'm sure they're still learning their offense, but they're definitely going to be getting better every week and putting new wrinkles in. So it's kind of like a Week 1 game all over for us again with them as a new coach that just having to learn and fly by it, and that's just the way we're going to have to go about it.
And speaking of the word complacent, how tough is it for you guys to not get complacent, knowing that you guys are such a great unit as a whole, really trying to keep improving instead of kind of just saying, we're the number one team in the state and kind of just playing down to your competition? How do you guys try to avoid that?
Well, that's a great question, and I think that was probably a little bit of our problem last week, I told our boys that's probably the best thing that our team needed right there is realize that we still got to be hungry and work at it. And I think, just playing in Friday night's game where we were losing at halftime, I hope we'll kind of woke our boys up and to realize that, hey, there's effort and attitude that's kind of got to go into each one of these games. And not only that, each one and every one of our practices. And they always say, play like you practice. So This week has been better, I think, and you know, we're kind of making strides in the right direction.
Yeah, we talked about this off air, but picked against you guys in week one just for kicks and gigs, and you definitely aren't going to let me hear the end of that, and I certainly won't be making that mistake again. I guarantee you that is for sure. Coach, thank you so much for your time.
I just had a little crap about it. I think, yeah, but I'm going to let you know. But.
Hey, that's totally fine. I gave you some bulletin board material there for the second half, and I'm not going to give myself any credit, but you know what? We'll go ahead and move on from here. Coach, thank you so much, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.